Art takes over Miami this week with the arrival of the annual Art Basel Fair and a host of satellite shows. One of the new exhibitions chronicles an art form the city has become known for, one developed by teenagers in New York City in the 1970s before spreading around the world. NPR's Greg Allen reports on the Museum of Graffiti.
In Miami's Wynwood neighborhood, large, colorful murals cover the exteriors of almost every building. It makes sense that this neighborhood is home to a place that bills itself as the first museum dedicated to graffiti and street art. Inside the Museum of Graffiti, one of the first exhibits isn't of art, but of an artist's medium. In this case, cans of Rust-Oleum spray paint. Museum founder and curator Alan Kett picks up what he says is a special can.
This is a Cascade Green Rust-Oleum paint. This one is from 1973.
Today, Kett says, collectors will pay $1,000 for a vintage can. It's a color, he says, that was prized by graffiti artists.
This green was only made by Rust-Oleum. No other brand made something so nice. And so when you paint a rusty train with this mint green, the effect is quite extraordinary.
Kett co-founded the Museum of Graffiti 6 years ago to tell the history of an art movement that began in the 1960s and 70s with teenagers putting their names and their paint on surfaces throughout New York City. One of those teenagers, now 61 years old, is John Perello. He goes by the name John One. His painting has covered an Air France jet and been featured on a Hennessy cognac label. He lives in France now, but began nearly 50 years ago as a teenager, tagging buildings and subways in New York City.
I didn't have no money, so I was stealing. I was stealing all my spray paint, and that was my first grant, I would say.
John One says he started out tagging, putting his name on buildings in his Washington Heights neighborhood. His work became more elaborate over time, and like many of his friends, he began painting on New York subway cars.
Trains for me was like an open gallery. All types of people can see it, tourists, business people, people going to work, poor people. It became sort of like a moving canvas, a moving museum that would come to you.
Then, as now, that type of guerrilla art was not popular with authority figures and others who consider it vandalism. But early on, some artists began moving from the subways into the studio. The Museum of Graffiti's exhibition features paintings from a key moment in the development of graffiti art. It was the first time, Alan Kett says, that work by young street artists was featured in a New York gallery.
The Razor Gallery show in 1973 was that big boom that showed these young artists that they had a lane, that they had an opportunity that they could pursue.
In the decades since that show, Kett says, graffiti has spread around the world and won acceptance by the art world, luxury brands, and even governments. Work by some artists, including Jean-Michel Basquiat and Banksy, have sold for millions.
So now graffiti artists are called street artists, and they are commissioned by cities around the world to create monumental public art projects.
Kett has consulted with museums on exhibitions of graffiti and street art, but says despite its broad popular appeal, it hasn't yet gotten the recognition it deserves from the art establishment. That's what led him to open the Museum of Graffiti. Blue chip institutions will hold temporary exhibitions, he says, but have been slow to add street art to their permanent collections. John One says even as a teenager, he knew it was just a matter of time before the art he and others were doing on subway cars gained recognition. But street art, he says, still has a certain stigma.
It's like having that girlfriend that you don't want to show your moms, you know? You know, you love her and everything, but you don't want to bring her home, you know? So it's a little bit like that. Sometimes I feel like that.
John One's solo show and other exhibitions will be at Miami's Museum of Graffiti through June. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.